If you're thinking about buying an electric car in Washington State, you might want to act fast. That's because the state legislature is on the verge of letting a hefty sales tax break expire. Meanwhile, in Oregon, a different electric car incentive faces a legal challenge. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has details.
If you buy or lease a qualifying plug-in vehicle in Washington State, you pay no sales tax on the first $32,000. That tax break is set to expire at the end of June. Automakers and climate activists are pleading at the legislature for an extension. Becky Bogart lobbies for General Motors, maker of the plug-in Volt and Bolt models.
We have found that incentives are the number one reason why people buy these. You have to get used to a new technology and you need something to make them try it. This is a particularly important incentive at this time because we are seeing some of the federal incentives go away.
The hang-up at the Washington legislature is how to pay for the tax break. Time is rapidly running out on this year's session. Meanwhile, in Salem, the Oregon Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments next week on the legality of a new tax on automobile sales. This tax was supposed to generate money for electric car rebates. A state agency is accepting rebate applications now from people who buy battery-powered cars, but no checks will go out unless the Oregon High Court upholds the funding source. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.